Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA, the little weather thingamabob down in my toolbar.
Yes.
At the bottom.
Syphilis.
Says, no, that's the other toolbar. this one says humid.
Woo.
With a drip of water portrayed for Squirt. Some reason. Like, right. Like we need help.
We understand to humidity, know what humid means. Yeah. We know humid.
Thanks for listening to us, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com, or you're listening live. Yo, 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 what's up? Or you, what's the other one? Oh, the stream, the rerun on the stream,
right.
crabdiving.com/
careful.
Listen or crabdiving.com/live. They both go to the same thing.
Right.
Although there may have been some problems recently with that link. You may need to refresh or like toss your cookies and then refresh.
Ooh.
Kind of thing.
Medicine-resistant super gonorrhea has been smacking the Northwest Florida. Did you know that?
No.
A billboard. billboard told me that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a billboard. Medicine-resistant super gonorrhea.
Well, nice, which that billboard should be raining condoms down on whoever walks past it.
It's like if you put that
from the government.
What about fucking running my car into a tree when I'm reading this fucking billboard about medicine-resistant super gonorrhea? What about that? That's dangerous too, right?
It's a great band name.
Super gonorrhea, medicine-resistant super gonorrhea. We got trouble.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, it sounds like a musical.
Syphilis.
A little more like Rent.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever see Rent?
No.
Live? Did I see Rent live? I did see Rent in Chicago. The tour.
Yeah.
The tour. I think. It's a fun show.
Right.
It's no Cats.
Medicine resistant super gonorrhea. I think that's from Cats, actually, isn't it?
The disease or the musical? Or both?
That's so cheap. Like, Andrew Lloyd Webber was sitting around, probably drunk. It's like, who's the author? The poems? Who's the poet?
Oh,
took all their poems and
made
Cats say all their
dude,
shit.
That dude.
God damn, I don't even know. I'm trying to wrap my mind around that. Maybe I'm just did he write about Cats, or did Andrew Lloyd Webber decide just to put
he did the
his
Jellicle
words into the mouths of Cats?
Yeah. That's he wrote up. The Jellicle stuff and all the weird terminology.
Who did?
The guy I'm looking up on the internet right now.
Wait. You're telling
T.S. Eliot.
T.S. Eliot wrote a bunch of poems said by cats.
No. He wrote a 1939 poetry collection called
Uh-oh.
Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats.
1939?
Yes. Apparently, that's the year he discovered mescaline.
He's
because
not a fascist or anything, right? I mean, that's a weird time.
T.S. Eliot.
Because all I'm saying, if I write a bunch of poems and then they get famous because some fuckstick puts my beautiful prose in the mouths of cats for some fucking reason, am I happy about that? It's my question. I guess if I get paid, yes. Why are cats saying my words? Did he envision that?
In 1939, he published a book of light verse called Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Old Possum was Ezra Pound's friendly nickname for T.S. Eliot.
Okay.
Ezra Pound, also a poet.
Right. I don't think these people are fascist.
The first edition had an illustration of the author on the cover in 1954. No. Composer Alan Rawsthorne set six of the poems for speaker and orchestra.
Hello.
In a work titled Practical Cats.
Ew.
After Eliot's death, the book was the basis of the musical Cats by Andrew Lloyd Webber, first produced in London's West End.
What was the name of it before he just made it Cats?
Practical Cats.
Dude, Andrew, you're dead, but it was Practical Cats. He just made it Cats.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's still with us.
He died.
No.
No.
He's dead. No, he's still around.
No, no.
He's still Andrew Lloyd. Andrew Lloyd Webber still with us.
I really thought he died.
Nuh-uh.
Stephen Sondheim died.
Oh,
yeah. God, what if Sondheim had written Cats? How would that sound? The cats would be meaner.
Weirder, yeah. I was getting a lot more. A lot more blood.
Yeah, it would be like memories.
Oh, let's see what's going on in the headlines, everybody. I understand there's been some news.
I think that is the most interesting thing we've ever thought about on this show. What if Stephen Sondheim wrote Cats? That's very interesting.
As the listeners are fleeing.
What would that sound like?
What are these assholes talking about?
What the fuck?
Broadway shows for.
Cats like memories. I don't give a fuck. Cynical.
Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo. It's got to be about. Oh, Feinstein Returns is the headline.
Yes.
And
listen. She's back, Shelby. Baby.
I don't care if you don't like Dianne Feinstein, Shelby. Senator Dianne Feinstein returned to Senate today, this afternoon, after a three-month absence due to a bout of shingles.
That sucks. Senate
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was there to greet Feinstein as her car rolled up outside the chamber. The 89-year-old senator...
Did they valet?
...slowly stepped out of the car
with
the help of an aide, was eased into a wheelchair waiting for her.
Here's the lead they're burying. Why do we have shingles? Did the medical community just like, fuck it, we're not going to cure this, who gives a shit? Can we cure this? Like, why are people getting shingles? This is the stupidest shit I've ever heard of.
Isn't it a... Have something to do with the chicken pox virus?
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Something fucked up like that.
Like, if you had chicken pox, you may get shingles later on in life.
I swear to God. I
had chicken pox.
If you vote for me, I will have an executive order that says, we're cutting 95% of the scientists tasked with developing these hard-on pills. We're going to put him on different things because who cares? There's enough. We got enough of that, right?
And the
Let's
hair
cure
loss.
Shingles. Let's cure shingles.
Hard-ons and hair loss pills.
Yes!
Yeah.
Who cares? Let's cure shingles or cancer or something. We got to cure something, right? AIDS?
Sure.
Fucking A. Who cares? These old white guys got to have boners so they can keep on a raping.
Well, you know, one of the problems is that sent. What is going on with you? Oh, she wants this.
Yeah,
whatever this thing is that your mom sent over for the dog. I think one of the issues is that medicine, because of science,
is take that out. Gross.
Because of science,
yeah,
is transitioning into a more immunologically based,
yeah,
science. In other words, when we're younger, our immune systems are awesome and fend off all these nasty, horrible diseases, a lot of them for the most part. But then as we age, or, you know, when things go wrong when you're younger, why does your immune system get a little fucked up?
Because your body
instead
sucks.
Of, you know, we're going to blast something with radiation or whatever, you figure out a way to train to bring your immune system back to fix things that way. But who doesn't want that to happen?
The Republicans?
Big Pharma.
Oh, yes.
What are they going to do?
Good with the drug dealers?
Right. How are they going to make their money if everyone's cured?
They'll make their money. Don't worry about it, Pfizer. Don't worry about it, you fucks. You'll get paid. Or how about this? Maybe you've made enough money. And President Pfeiffer is coming to get your shit. Oh, I'm taking everything. I'm taking
President,
it away.
President,
oh, my God.
President for life.
You know what I liked? If I was, you know what I liked when Trump was, this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
2016 election. Trump was in Hilton Head talking about Bernie, saying if you vote for Bernie, he'll take away golf. He'll take away, there'll be no more golf.
Right.
Well. This
I'm glad golf survived.
This is not going to be any more hard on pills if I'm in charge. Well, nobody's making them. We got plenty. Let's cure some shit that matters. Why aren't we curing?
There are probably
shingles.
People who, for medical reasons, need the hard on.
What about the shingles, though? Oh, the shingles suck. Got 18 million boner pills out there. Cure it. What about cancer? When was the last fucking time we heard a headline that said, hey, we might cure cancer
soon?
Not
that long ago.
Oh, what was it? Was it really?
A certain kind of cancer. Yeah.
Oh, a certain kind. How about all kinds, motherfuckers?
Like there might be a vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
A vaccine.
Oh, we're fucked.
Think about it, yeah.
I said, I don't give a shit about going to Mars, and I don't care about space. Cure shingles. How's that? Wow. Is that too much to ask from our fucking scientists?
That's the headline. Don, welcome back, Diane Feinstein.
Hell yes, welcome back. You could be back sooner if people gave a shit about curing shingles.
Drudge Report.
Yes.
Sayeth. It's George Soros.
This fucking guy. George Soros.
George Soros.
I did it earlier. Somebody on NPR did it.
George Santos.
I swear to Christ, somebody on NPR did it, so don't feel bad.
The fabulous felon, it says, question mark. It leads to the Washington Post. Representative George Santos, the freshman Republican congressman, whose myriad falsehoods became both a scandal and a national punchline.
Oh, you know what I just saw? I didn't know this. Santos, he developed a cure for shingles.
Was charged
in his wiki
with a host of financial crimes. In court papers on
a host
today,
what is that? What, excuse me, host? They're saying something fancy for a shit ton.
Well, several. Yeah.
A bevy.
Bevy might work.
A bevy
a
of
murder?
Crimes.
A murder. Crows are like, what the fuck? How did we end up with being called the?
You know why?
The group being that way?
Because they're birds. Have you seen birds? They're murderers.
They are pretty brutal.
They don't give a shit.
Including defrauding his donors, using their money for his personal benefit, and wrongfully claiming unemployment benefits.
You fucking dirtbag! What are you spending all this dumb fucking money on, you fucking idiot?
Santos, 34, surrendered to the feds this morning on Long Island, New York. The freshman congressman who announced his re-election bid last month. Oh, good luck to him. They'll re-elect him. Are you kidding, Republicans?
He's perfect.
Financial crimes. Oh, you had me at financial.
It's not enough, though. He's got to have some kind of pervy angle in there. I'm sorry.
He was arraigned before a magistrate judge. He was ordered to relinquish his passport and ordered released on $500,000 bond, which I think the way it usually works is you got to come up with 10% of that, right?
Who paid it, though? Who paid his bond?
50 G's?
I wonder who paid that.
Who knows?
Or maybe
George
that...
Soros.
Yeah.
Hunter
Biden.
Appearing before a scrum of reporters. There's a word for you.
Is that a lot?
And cameras outside the courthouse, Santos repeated his vow not to resign and said, I will prove myself innocent.
Nine!
He also called the investigation, which we'll hear in another quote from, from this early this morning or late last night.
Yeah.
Witch hunt, he called it.
Hey, isn't he a white supremacist?
Which one?
Santos. He's in that picture doing the white supremacist hand signal thing when he's doing something. He's raising his hand or something in Congress.
Well, Trump kind of...
No, but look at it. I put it up on our thing. You should see the way he did it.
Was
he
saying okay at the same time?
No, he's a fucking white supremacist.
Allegedly.
Well, I Santos... put the picture up on our Facebook, and he's doing it. He's
God
fucking
knows everything.
It.
Every picture on the internet
you
is
see
100%
that fucking alligator coming out of the fucking surf in Alabama?
Real. Yeah, that one was real.
Fuck you, nature.
Santos said, I'm going to fight my battle. I'm going to deliver. Oh, that sounds like a...
Oh, yes.
Like a Mariah Carey song.
Just don't do anything weird with dogs.
I'm going to take care of clearing my name. I look forward to doing that. He's facing 7 counts of wire fraud.
Damn!
3 counts of money laundering. 1 Woo. Count of theft of public funds. 2 counts of lying to the House of Representatives on financial forms.
Right.
Wire fraud, the most serious charge, carries a penalty of up to 20 years in prison. If he's found guilty of multiple counts, a judge would decide whether he should serve his sentences concurrently or consecutively.
Damn, George, let me ask you something. Before you decided to run for office, weren't you just doing like fake GoFundMe things to steal people's money that were trying to save their dogs? Like you just
had that of other things, I'm sure.
Just keep your scams going. Why did you run for Congress? Could someone explain that to me? Now you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail, you dumb shit. Right?
He won't go for that long.
But... Oh, dude, he's got to, though. You heard that? How many counts of wire fraud?
They won't have him serve consecutively. They'll make it concurrent. He'll probably get like 8 to 10.
Listen to me, prosecutors. Make an example out of this guy. Fuck him. Like this dumb shit. He's a white supremacist. He'll love
allegedly.
It. Allegedly. Look again. Look at the picture. He's doing this. He's like,
yeah. Woo-hoo. Like I said, every picture on the internet is 100% real.
Everybody's sharing it on Twitter.
Soon to be the home of Tucker Carlson.
Nine!
Which is very bizarre. I mean...
Why?
Well,
there's Elon's been saying,
hey, we're not going to... Everybody's going to get to talk, and everyone, including myself and Tucker, will be open to the community notes that you can put on that say, this is bullshit.
Oh, thank you, Nazis. Thank you for the consideration.
But... Do they really? Tucker's going to have a show, and he's going to lie his racist, white supremacist, Russian cum gargling face off.
My nuts are on fire
every goddamn time he's on Twitter.
Yes,
and he's going to get hit with those community notes because everybody's going to say this is bullshit. This is a lie. Tucker is lying.
Right. Right.
His facts are wrong. Do you think Elon is going to allow that community standard notice to stay on Tuckums' little posts?
I mean, maybe bullshit. It's even bullshit. Maybe this is Elon's way of signaling to Elon is virtue signaling his Nazism.
Signaling?
He's out there.
He's
look,
like, hey,
here's my Nazi dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to say I'm for all the Nazis. Come one, come all Nazis. I'll make you feel welcome. Come on, Tucker. Tucker's not going to do a show on fucking Twitter. He's going to go to Newsmax or some shit like that.
No, he's already announced he's going to do shit on Twitter.
It's not bullshit.
But then Elon is tweeting, we don't have any deal or anything, but this is going to be blah, 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 blah. So I don't know if they're fucking with us, if they're trolling.
Yes, it's lies.
Tucker's trying to raise his price.
Yeah, it could be a bidding war. I mean, you know, what? Where did this happen before? Oh, yeah, that guy that was just found, what is it called when you're found guilty in a civil suit?
Liable,
whatever. Trump, you remember Trump?
I've heard of him.
Well, that's what he did. He started running for president because he wanted to get more money on his dumb game show, and then look what happened. We got Nazism. God, I hate the entertainment industry for that, for some reason. He just wanted leverage for his contract. And then
amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow.
No, that's not somebody doing a Tucker Carlson. That's actually amazingly.
God, why do you want to, Tucker, why do you want to sound like this?
He's a load.
You suck.
Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter, where we are now.
Oh.
Twitter has long served as the place where our national conversation incubates and develops. Twitter is not a partisan site. Everybody's allowed here, and we think that's a good thing. And yet, for the most part, the news that you see analyzed on Twitter comes from media organizations that are themselves thinly disguised propaganda outlets.
Oh, nothing like Fox. Nothing like Fox.
Isn't this, what is that one true Scotsman thing? What is that?
The no true Scotsman fallacy?
Is that what's going on with Fox? Like, they're not the true conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
And so, because they're not, they're just big... Are people trying to make us think that Fox News is a bunch of liberal fucking hippies?
Oh, absolutely. That's why
it's
they were...
not the case.
That's why they're the
oh, God.
The sludgiest part of the cesspool is leaving Fox and not watching because, you know, they got rid of their main Uber Fuhrer.
I got to forward a work email.
Here's Tucker.
Thinly disguised
propaganda outlet.
You see it on cable news. You talk about it on Twitter. The result may feel like a debate, but actually the gatekeepers are still in charge. We think that's a bad system. We know exactly how it works.
Here's the part that's scary is I agree with a lot of the premise. The answer is not to allow right-wing Nazism as a viable and fascism as a viable alternative to our problems. We agree that big media is a problem because it's owned by the same cunts that this guy is golfing with.
You know, just listening to this is like, I don't know. I mean, we have so many weird, like, I don't know how to explain this, like what I'm trying to say. We got a lot of Nazi shit going on, right? You know what I mean? Like, we got a lot of Nazi shit going on.
A lot of fascist bullshit.
Yeah, like a lot of the fucking people that were in the Trump administration, they didn't they just speak at something that was just like... it was just Nazi.
Oh, there was, Mikey Flynn was at
Nazi Fest USA or some shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, all the Nazis went down to Mar-a-Lago. What's his fucking name? Nick Fuentes went down there to suck off Donald or whatever they did. And
well, with Ye.
With Ye and all these Nazis. It's just like, we are awash.
But Ye likes Jews now, thanks to Jonah Hill.
That's great. We are awash in fascism right now. And I think people kind of think that... Well,
had we only had Jonah Hill in the 1930s.
That's right. If we just had that movie. I saw that movie. I was worried watching it. I'm like, if I'm not, does it make me one? Does it just make your molecules opposite?
Who was the Jonah Hill of the
1930s? I don't even remember. It wasn't a good movie. It wasn't a particularly great movie.
What movie was it?
I don't even fucking remember. I don't... You know what? There's something on... I don't know. It's on Netflix.
Was it Mod Squad? Was it?
There's something on Netflix that I just watched. It's just like
21 Jump Street.
No, not that.
Kanye West says Jonah Hill.
I watched
in 21 Jump Street.
Well, no, I didn't watch
made
that.
Made me like Jewish people again.
I watched the wrong Jonah Hill film. So maybe still an anti-Semitic asshole.
What happened to you? Maybe
it's any Jonah Hill movie.
No wonder it didn't work.
Was it even a Jonah Hill movie? You gotta watch.
I think Jonah Hill can be good and in the right circumstance.
There's something that's streaming now with Nicole Kidman and all these great actors. And then the last few episodes, somebody fucking Meryl Streep waltzes in as like a character just out of fucking nowhere.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It is the best fucking acting I have seen in forever. It's so fucking good. And fuck that Jonah Hill movie. I don't even know what I watched. Who cares?
Those are your headlines, everybody. George Santos.
Yay!
And Dianne Feinstein are apparently the big, big stories. But yesterday's big, big story, of course.
Oh, I forgot about it.
Was Donnie J. Trump being found to be liable.
Oh, shit, Donnie! He's fighting it. Is he going to fight it?
Oh, of course. He's going to appeal.
Why? That's stupid.
He raged on Truth Social.
Can I ask something? How do you appeal? Why would he appeal, but he didn't testify? If there's a case to be made for him to appeal,
he's
going to
say
did he make
it was
that
a well, from the beginning, he said they kind of said that they're aiming for appeals because they want to get it away from the evil, biased New York BLACKs.
Yeah, well, and they want to try. We're going to try in
and
Arkansas.
Evil Dems, and bump it up to a higher court that Trump may have put there.
Yeah.
Ultimately, he's hoping to get it up to the Supreme Court and thinking for some reason they're going to protect him.
Did we even got like fucking? I mean, it's so much fascist. It's so much corruption. They're judge shopping. They're just looking for a fascist court.
That shit's got to stop. That Yeah, the judge shopping, like how they got it to that Kaczmarek Christo Nazi in Texas, I think, Austin district, who is the one that has attempted to stop the abortion medication.
Right.
Mifepristone.
Mifepristone. It's crazy.
And with dubious and ridiculous evidence presented by the opposition that it was rushed through and wasn't tested enough and it's not safe, and we've got all these testimonies and from these women, and it turns out that literally this survey was taken on a SaveTheBabies.com kind of a website, and they presented that
it's so sad
as women saying, look at all the complications I had from mifepristone.
Fascism!
Just a lie.
Lying! You want to legislate on lies.
Boo. Don, let's head right over to Truth. We'll get,
Yes, just real quick question.
Sure.
The Republic, you didn't mention this when we talked about Santos earlier, but obviously the Republicans are calling for him to resign from office.
I mean, are you kidding me? McCarthy. I saw McCarthy said.
No, doesn't he have to?
McCarthy was asked, do you still stand by George Santos now that he's been charged with multiple felonies? And do you still stand by Donald Trump now that he has been found liable for sexual assault?
Right.
And McCarthy said, he went right from Menendez. Hey, Senator Menendez was under all those felony indictments. And while he was going through the process before he was found not guilty,
that's what about
him? Dropped the charges. He was still a senator.
No.
So, we're Americans. We let the process play out.
Oh, my God. Kevin.
And then he said, hey, I didn't put him on any committees, which is true.
Right. Oh, yay. Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
You've got this. How many? How's he going to do his job?
Who? Oh, Santos? One vote. That's right. All he can do.
Yeah.
And, try to lobby people, I guess.
Jeez. From the yard?
And I don't know what McCarthy said.
He just said at his press conference he has considered the 14th Amendment. Is that something you'd be opposed to?
Well, yeah. I mean, really think about this. If you're the leader of the free world, if you're the only president and you're going to go to a 14th Amendment to look at something like that, I would think you're kind of a failure of working with people across the sides of the aisle or working with your own party.
What is he talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. There must be some amendment to do something.
Oh, yeah,
something
bad
is happening. And he's like, well, you just can't work with the Republicans. Beep,
that's
beep,
not
beep,
the
beep.
Quote I wanted. It was earlier today I saw
Kevin McCarthy. I mean, this isn't a fair criticism of him.
He's effervescent, isn't he?
He sounds like a fuckhead. I mean,
he's really quite.
How the fuck do you
really
put up with this guy?
Personable, isn't he?
Yeah, he just seems like a guy like. I would not have a problem. Hey, Kevin, go fuck yourself. That seems natural, doesn't it?
I don't think he's real.
Fuck you, Kevin.
Well liked.
Go fuck yourself, Kevin.
I know you'll find that hard to believe.
Yeah, that feels easy to say. Hey, Kevin, fuck you.
Well, look,
that's easy.
He had to lick the hole of Matt Gaetz in order to become Speaker of the House.
Welcome to the club. Not our club. I mean, in Florida. That's what Florida does to Matt Gaetz, kind of.
That's what the voters do here. 66% voted.
Yeah, they
for
all
him.
Do that. God. Why? God damn it, fuckers. It's like,
go to
it's the worst purse.
Go to that Baptist church on Palafox on Sunday. Yeah. Go across to the Methodist church. Maybe less the Methodists.
Oh, less the Methodists. But still, I mean, it's like they're looking for the worst person. They're literally looking for the worst person.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I feel a sneeze coming on. Thank you.
God.
Thank you, Jesus, for these allergies.
I mean, shit, man.
I'll be doing CNN tonight live from the great state of New Hampshire because CNN is rightfully desperate to get those fantastic Trump ratings back.
Where is this from? Is this today?
This is, yeah. This is his promo for the ridiculous town hall tonight, which I do have to admit, I think I may tune in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to, it can only end either badly for CNN, because they're just going to give him a hand job.
I
think we found out that the audience and the questions are going to be, I don't know if this is true, I saw this on Twitter, so
yes,
take this for what it is, that the audience is going to be, they asked for Republicans and Republican-leaning independents, because they're talking about a primary now.
Listen, you're giving this guy, here's the world we're living in. There's Nazis and there's not Nazis. Anything we could do to keep the not Nazis in charge and to push the Nazis into the woods, that's what I'm for. But I don't know if CNN giving a Nazi a platform, how does that work into that super objective? That's a simple thing. Does that help the Nazi or does that hurt the Nazi? I say it helps the Nazi.
Oh, we'll see. I think,
giving him a platform?
I think but I mean, if he gets pushback in even the tiniest way, he's going to lose his little brain.
So,
and I'll bet he walks out.
So, but what will the CNN person say, or whoever the fuck is monitoring it? He says, well, the election was stolen. We all know it. You know it. We know it. I didn't rape E. Jean Carroll. What? Then what?
Well, exactly. That's
what's CNN going to say?
Well, yeah, but
they're going to be like, well, right, Mr. President, that may be true. Are they going to say that?
No, I would assume they'll say there's no evidence of that. What do you mean? 2,000 mules.
Then what? Does a diaper explode or some shit and he rolls off the stage?
I think there's a chance he walks. Waddles.
You mean waddles?
I think there's a chance he waddles off the stage.
There's a chance he might be able to walk off. He might not be able to. They might have to put him up on that stage like they did Dom DeLuise and
get me out of here on like a little forklift.
Yeah, whatever that show, Hollywood Squares. I'm not comparing Don DeLuise in any way to Trump at all. I don't mean like that at all. Don DeLuise was great. He's just a great guy. Trump's.
The former president expected to take questions from New Hampshire Republicans and undeclared voters who plan to vote
undeclared
in the 2024 election.
Go fuck yourself. Here, I'm declaring I'm voting not the Nazi. That's it. It's simple. I'm declaring that. It's all. That's the only choice, dumb fucks. I'm undeclared.
But, I mean, they can't not talk about what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And CNN will have zero credibility if they just let him.
Unanimous vote. The jury unanimously voted that you fucking sexually assaulted someone in the dressing room.
Was it unanimous?
Yes, it was unanimous.
I didn't see that.
I thought it was.
I'm just saying I didn't see it.
I mean, I'm nervous. I don't know. Siri, was the vote unanimous? Siri just came on.
Oh, creepy. The let me see. Yeah, Trump to appear in CNN town hall on the heels of E. Jean Carroll sex abuse verdict.
You got to ask him about it. She's fucking Christ. I'm just thinking about, I mean, it's a dumb comparison because there's no, I'm trying to think of a former Democratic president, maybe Clinton. This is, you know, you could see him in this kind of neighborhood. I mean, they would talk about it, right? They would talk about it.
The jury ordered Trump to pay Carroll $5 million in compensatory and punitive damages.
Because he did it. That's what happened. The jury decided he did it. And that's what happened.
I forget the name of, I forget what her name is, the reporter who's going to moderate.
Jesus.
This town hall.
With what? What are you going to use, your voice or some sort of electric device where you can just shock him? You're going to moderate Donald Trump? I'm against them giving him a fucking platform. I think that's crazy.
He'll participate in a presidential town hall. CNN This Morning anchor Caitlin Collins will moderate the event at St. Anselm College,
woo,
which is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Shit, everybody have your mace ready. Fucking creeps coming.
We'll feature the former president taking questions from New Hampshire Republicans and undeclared voters planning to vote in the 2024 GOP presidential primary. So it's going to be softer balls to begin with.
Yes, but tan balls.
Who won New Hampshire in 2020?
Trump? Was it Trump? Who else? Jeb! I think it was Jeb.
I mean...
I'm just kidding. It was
Biden Democrat, or... Right?
Oh, Biden. Surely Biden won it.
Let's see. Trump won the Republican primary. 34% vote.
I kind of feel similarly about New Hampshire as I do with Iowa. Who the fuck? No offense, again, no offense, guys. I'm speaking to you from the state of Florida, which is so fucked up. But who the fuck gives a shit what New Hampshire thinks? Isn't there four people living in a...
Oh, Biden won by like 8 points.
Yeah, Biden, New Hampshire's like old school Democrat bullshit.
He got, he got...
Went in there.
Won by 8 points. So there may be some of these more independent guys who aren't going to like some of the shit. We'll see.
We finally figured out what bothers a Trump supporter.
But I think he's going to lose it. I mean, I think there's a good chance that
at the CNN event?
Yeah, and he's not going to like being interviewed by a woman and being challenged by a woman, especially if she pushes back on him at all. Look what he said about Megyn Kelly.
No, what's your
bleeding
evidence?
From her whatever.
What if... I mean, we just heard that deposition. Right. That was the deposition.
Right. I wouldn't fuck you, just so you know. I wouldn't touch you.
Do you think his lawyer, someone on that legal team was like, hey, you better tell him not to say anything fucked up to that attorney. Like, you know, don't say, you know. And he didn't say anything.
Just so you know.
He said it. Just so you know. That's crazy, Donald. And that's got to be why, like, if you're ever doing Donald Trump like that at all, you always... You want to have a female, right? Because he's going to go there.
Yeah, yeah. And he thought he was hurting her. This is his lawyer. He thought he was wounding her because he really thinks that every woman wants to climb over the table and hop on his little Mario mushroom.
But was the verdict unanimous? Because I think it was. I mean, just think about that. That deposition. Do you think that it was a deposition that did it? Do you think that jury heard that deposition and were like, okay, let's have lunch and let's have lunch. I don't need to hear anymore.
It didn't take long.
Why would it?
Did they even wait for lunch?
Can I have my tacos? He's a rapist. Well, they did. They didn't go the full thing. They said sexual assault, right?
Right.
Battery.
Not liable for rape.
Why not? What was missing?
The jury awarded her $5 million for her battery and defamation claims, asked on its verdict whether Carroll had proven by a preponderance of the evidence that Mr. Trump raped Ms. Carroll. The 9-person jury checked the box and said no.
Do you think when that attorney was practicing, prepping for this case, someone said to her, listen, we need to have a plan. If he says that you're not his type or something, we need to have a reaction. Well, how do you know, you want to be prepared for that?
Asked whether Carroll had proven by a preponderance of the evidence that Mr. Trump sexually abused Ms. Carroll, the jury checked the box that said yes. Both allegations were elements of Carroll's battery claim. The 6 men and 3 women also found Trump had defamed Carroll by calling her claims a hoax and a con job.
And there's your leader of the Republican motherfucking party. That's going to be the candidate for 2024. Yes, he raped her.
The jury deliberated for only 3 hours.
3 hours. That's nothing. Yes, yes, yes. Bring me lunch, motherfucker. He raped her. I want my cold cut combo platter, whatever the fuck they got. What was lunch?
$2 million for the battery claim, $3 million for the defamation claim.
It came back.
They'll probably have to pay for her lawyers.
They probably were done in 15 minutes, and somebody in charge said, you got to hold out for 2 more hours if you want lunch.
Yeah, we can get those sandwiches.
I want lunch.
Sandwiches are coming.
I want lunch and meal credit, and then we'll release the verdict or whatever the fuck. Yeah, of course he did it.
The 229 yesterday, all caps. I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. This verdict is a disgrace, a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. Exclamation point. That was all caps.
Donald, listen, dumb fuck. Maybe you don't remember her. That doesn't mean you didn't do it. I think
he remembers.
I think he of course he raped on. Her. Yeah, I'm yeah, saying yeah. He's like, yeah.
He retruthed. Bill Barr was a sloppy, lethargic mess as the attorney general.
God damn.
Bill Barr was a sloppy, lethargic mess. He was lazy as hell and petrified of radical left Democrats that they were going to impeach him.
Were we ever going to? I would love to have him. Why didn't we impeach Bill? That's a great idea Trump had. Why didn't we impeach Bill Barr?
Bad on election fraud, just about everything else he touched. Sloppy Bill's not a human soundbite, along with Karl Rove, Wacky Peggy, I Hate Reagan Noonan, and Paul Ryan for Rupert Murdoch and his anti-Trump, WSJ Plus. Good God.
Well, WSJ Plus?
Wall Street Journal.
Oh. He's upset he pants at everyone. Is this verdict bothering him?
Rupert Murdoch, worst Republican speaker ever, Paul Ryan, Rhino Karl Rove, the Wall Street Globalist Journal, and the rapidly disintegrating Fox News.
Why is Karl Rove?
Like throwing stars. He's like,
yeah, right. Well, why is Karl Rove getting a throwing star from Trump?
Because he's on Fox a lot talking about how bad Trump is.
Oh, God, Carl, how could you? That's going to be, that's the leader of your party, you dumb fuck. And your guy wasn't so great either.
They've all gone on the rapidly disintegrating Fox News over the past 3 months, pushing and promoting Ron DeSanctimonious, a man who, without the help of an endorsement of President Donald J. Trump, would now be working at a McDonald's. Or at a minimum, be far away from Tallahassee. Anyway, all of the rhino globalist push from the election undenier Murdoch.
The election undenier?
Undenier.
Super gonorrhea.
Undenier is good.
Yes. Not to him. He's an election undenier.
Election undenier Murdoch has crushed DeSantis Jesus in the polls.
He's nuts. Boy, he's fucking bananas. Oh, he's upset. Is he raging? When he's composing these truths, he's got his phone and his little fat fingers are punching.
Caps lock. All very unfair trial.
Is he walking around like making gestures and...
He's sitting.
He's sitting on the toilet.
This one's all caps, the entire thing.
He's yelling at Melania.
What else can you expect from a Trump-hating, Clinton-appointed judge who went out of his way to make sure that the result was as negative as it could possibly be? Speaking to and in control of a jury from an anti-Trump area, which is probably the worst place in the U.S. for me to get a fair, quote, trial. You notice he didn't put fair in quotes.
Right, right.
He put trial in quotes.
But does it, let's say this. Let's say that they appeal it and part of it is they want to put the trial somewhere else. Doesn't him saying weird shit like this hurt that?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. This guy says whatever the fuck he wants. He doesn't give a shit. He is just like...
This was a very unfair trial. That's all you have to say. This was a very unfair trial.
That's good.
That's it. That's his video.
No, he paid all this money for a defense, and that's the only thing that he can articulate?
I have absolutely no idea who this woman is.
Oh, my God.
The verdict is a disgrace, a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. Absolutely a shame.
Listen, that little bitch that we're listening to, is he not allowed to say things like this now? Because...
Well, it's not going to. I don't understand help his appeal.
How he can say this shit if he got? Because this is part of the. This is the defamation he just got.
What else
for.
Can you expect from a Trump-hating, Clinton-appointed judge who went out of his way to make sure that the result of this trial was as negative as it could possibly be? Speaking to and in control of a jury from an anti-Trump area, which is probably the worst place in the United States for me to get a fair trial.
No, yes.
We'll be appealing this decision. It's a disgrace. I don't even know who this woman is. I have no idea who she is, where she came from. This is another scam. It's a political witch hunt. And somehow we're going to have to fight this stuff. We cannot let our...
Interesting. Somehow we're going to have to fight this.
That's a threat, isn't it?
Somehow we're going to have to fight this stuff. We cannot let our country go into this abyss. This is disgraceful. You have somebody running for office. You have a woman that's financed and lied about it. She totally lied about it by Democrat.
He's doing it again. E. Jean Carroll.
E. Jean Carroll. Wait a second.
He's doing it again. He was just found liable.
Explain to me how is you have this. They just found him liable, but how does he can't be allowed to do this because he's painting a target on her? He's doing the same thing he was doing before, right? Like, he ruined her life.
Right, right.
He's continuing to do that. Why is he allowed to do this still? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of all that shit just to let him keep doing it?
Well, yeah.
But how do you make him not do it?
Exactly.
God, what an asshole.
The partisan judge and jury on the just concluded witch hunt trial should be absolutely ashamed of themselves for allowing such a travesty of justice to take place. So now we wonder why these people had to be Uber anonymous.
They need a target on their fucking back. I mean, what about this travesty? E. Jean Carroll's life was fucked up because of you.
They told the jury, don't even tell each other your real name.
My God. These people, that's how crazy this is. We are awash in these maggots. Holy fuck.
The dress, which played such a big role, R-O-L-L.
My God, you dumb, fucking, ignorant little fucking thug bitch.
Early on.
Read a book.
Early on is a threatening role. Bluff, but which ended up being totally exculpatory. He spells exculpatory right.
Uses
the wrong roll.
Roll? Did a roll, you fuck.
Was not allowed into the trial as evidence, stupid. Nor was her cat's name Vagina, the racist name she called her black husband, Ape, getting caught in a lie on the political
operative fuck?
Paying for this hoax and much more. I don't know. He's defaming her again.
This oxywalrus. He's popping pills, he's filling his diaper, he's raping, he's waddling. What does he do all day?
Why can't she sue him again? No.
I don't know. He should. Well, really, someone needs to come in and say, hey, quit fucking with this person. Quit making your maggots. Is anyone protecting...
Oh, I would hope so.
People,
somebody, yeah.
I mean, because when he says shit like this, am I wrong to think the radicalized little maggot fucks?
No, of course.
Their nipples get hard. They want to go do bad shit. God, these fucking orcs.
After listening to the Anderson Cooper tape of the Carol interview where she said rape is sexy and other totally incriminating things, it is not possible to believe that this woman, who I do not know and have never met before, except on a crowded celebrity photo line, could be credible or convincing to a judge and jury. Why did Cooper suddenly call for a commercial break? Why was Carol a totally different person after the break? What took place during the break for such a drastic change?
Dude.
This is all yesterday after the verdict.
Shit. This guy, he surely gets sued for this. I mean,
now he's going after the judge. Next
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
This Clinton-appointed judge, Lewis Kaplan, hated President Donald J. Trump more than is humanly possible.
But you're Donald Trump.
He's a terrible person, completely biased, and should have recused himself when asked to do so. He quickly refused. This case should never have been allowed to be tried in this completely partisan venue, perhaps the worst for me in the nation. The whole rigged hoax is yet another travesty of justice, a continuation of the greatest political witch hunt of all time.
Oh, my God. He's talking about... Did he just call himself President Trump?
Yeah, sure.
That would be like if you were describing your tennis career and you're like a tennis pro Pat Vile and you said that.
Yes. Patrick Vile was a what the fuck? Silver medalist in the Wisconsin State...
Someone needs to, you know, the thing with Trump never had in his life. He never had anybody in his life that before he left to go wherever. Nobody took him aside and said, don't say anything fucked up.
all caps. This witch hunt is all about election interference, but so far it seems to be backfiring on the radical left misfits who can't win an election without cheating. How is that so? How is it backfiring?
I don't know. Misfits. The misfits. Shut up, you dumb fuck. Get out your wallet, bitch. Hey, how do you have time to truth all this shit? Shouldn't your fat little fingers have that checkbook out?
By the way, that's like 5 a.m. our time this morning.
Dude, he's mad. He's upset.
All caps at 5 a.m.
Poor Melania.
Sitting on the toilet.
Poor Melania's trying to sleep.
Blowing out last night's Happy Meal.
Do you think she's like, he starts tweeting, he wakes up.
Are you kidding
me? He wakes up and he starts tweeting. Melania say, Donald, go to sleep. I'm trying to sleep.
Call her?
She's right there.
Or text her?
I don't really give a shit. Do you?
He probably doesn't even have her number.
Bullshit.
She's ghosting him.
No. That's
she gets a schedule from her chief of staff.
Oh, how interesting.
Their respective chiefs of staff coordinate where she's supposed to be and when.
How many layers does Donald Trump have to go through to get in touch with Melanie?
Two.
Who?
Her secretary and then her.
What about him? For her?
She doesn't call him.
What? Never?
She goes straight to her lawyer. Yeah.
That sucks. I'm guessing. Did she call him today? It's like, Donald, I'm sorry about this. Very rape. Does Melania have a reaction to this? Has she reacted?
She's like,
check Melania's truth. Has Melania truthed?
I am calling to blow whistle. I am leaving anonymous message to blow whistle and Trump who has documents.
That's a serious question. What is Melania's reaction to this verdict? What? What's the reaction?
She's got a clause in the renegotiated prenup that I'm sure gives her a lot more money.
Right.
Hundreds of this is 10 hours ago.
So okay.
This is, you know, six-ish in the morning, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of people will be pouring into our country today from parts unknown.
Parts unknown.
There will never have been anything like it. Many will be from prisons and mental institutions. It's just not true.
Many will be from prisons and villages.
Yeah. No, that's the Republican Party.
I can't believe he said that. Yes. Whatever.
That's if Republicans were hurdling themselves at the border.
It wouldn't be. There wouldn't be any mental institutions. There'd be no mental health care for anyone.
Congratulations to the radical left Democrats for having destroyed the USA. Today we become a third world nation.
Woo!
That's because that title, 43 or something like that, is going into a thing.
When are we third? We're becoming third world right now?
Today we become a third world nation.
Shit.
Except for the other day when I said we are now a third world nation. And a couple of days before that when I said we've become a third world nation.
Are you out of Adderall, Donald?
What is this?
How's that?
That's not bad.
Some of the best views I've ever seen.
Whatever it is, it's on Rumble.
I love you, Scotland.
Oh, Scotland hates you. This is some jizz fest of
God for
Trump. Traveling, yeah.
Trump,
traveling to Scotland.
The Trump travel blog. He's got a
video blog.
You know, traveling with him must be tough because just think of all the... I mean, there's got to be a lot of things to pack, like his hair products. It's got to be a lot.
Yeah,
Does he wear a toupee, do you think?
Diapers?
Or is that... Of course.
No, allegedly it's an elaborate comb over.
I wonder what kind of what's his hair regimen? What do you think he does? Hairspray, Aquanet?
Oh, he says he does. Yeah, he uses
Aquanet
hairspray. Yeah, that's why.
That's nice.
When Fallon messed it up,
it
stayed up like Cameron Diaz, and
that's
not
what,
hair gel.
That's why people liked him, and that's why Trump was elected. Thank you.
I do have to admit, I saw that movie in the Cameron Diaz movie.
It was funny,
and it's one of the hardest I've ever laughed inside a theater.
But still, Jimmy
it was
Fallon,
the hair thing.
But still, when Jimmy Fallon did that, he it wasn't
that angered you.
It wasn't right.
Okay. Here's a reaction.
Yes.
To Trump's verdict of being found liable.
Forcibly abusing and sexually touching. Defamation. You defamed her. You defame everybody. You fat fucking no good cocksucking miserable motherfucker.
Yeah!
And first, we have to salute E. Jean Carroll. You fought. You fought as pig dick Donald Trump.
This, of course, Michael Rappaport.
Yeah, fuck you, pig dick.
He looks like he's on a roof somewhere in Manhattan.
I want to see.
Spinning around.
Everybody, you fat fucking no good cocksucking miserable motherfucker. Good. And first, we have to salute E. Jean Carroll. You fought. You fought as pig dick Donald Trump would say. You fought like a dog to get what's right. Salute you, and I am sorry for everything you've been through. Now back to you, you fat fuck.
He's loving it. Loving it.
You pig dick.
To you, you fat fuck. You were finally found guilty, and there's so much more you've been guilty of, you fat sloppy cocksucker, you. In New York. You were found guilty in New York. Where you're from. Only this could happen to you, you fuck. Only this could happen to you. Because you're a no good sexually assaulting, pussy grabbing motherfucker. And now, no disrespect, the pussy finally grabbed back. The pussy finally.
No disrespect. And he's grabbing at the camera. He's grabbing at his phone
fuck
camera.
Fuck you, pig
the
dick.
The pussy grabbed back.
Yeah.
He's from Philadelphia, if you can't tell.
No disrespect. The pussy finally grabbed back. The pussy finally grabbed back and got you right by your shriveled up old balls. Forcibly.
He shriveled up all balls.
And then he goes, woo, right at the end, baby.
Old balls. Woo.
He's on a roof somewhere in Manhattan.
Fuck you, pig dick. Oh, man.
So Michael Rappaport.
When does Pig Dick have to pay up? Doesn't he have to?
He's gonna appeal. It's gonna take forever.
Fuck! What is the use of winning all this money from this dumb shitbag if you don't get it? God, that sucks. Why is it not? Okay, bam! They found the judgment. Give me the money. I want it. Give it to me.
Well, yeah. Also, we have in the news, thanks for listening. Oh, it's coming up on the top of the hour here, everybody, in Pensacola, Florida. Sunny, 81 degrees.
When Donald Trump.
Humid as fuck.
When Captain Pig, President Pig
Dick. Pig Dick. Yo.
I have a question. So when Pig Dick has to write, does he write checks? Because there are a lot of things. It's like there was one that was $70,000.
No, he tells somebody to pay it.
$50,000. No, he should have to. He has to write those checks. They're so big, right? He has to sign those checks. He must.
No, he's got somebody that is. What he designates?
No, wait. There was
Weisselman used to write checks, and he got Michael Cohen to pay off Stormy, and then he reimbursed Cohen.
When Fox got that settlement, when Fox did the settlement with Dominion for nearly $1 billion,
yes,
people were upset that there was no admission of guilt from Fox, but then people made the point that the money was their admission of guilt. Does Trump have to say he's guilty?
No.
With this, or he just
well,
has
no,
to
he
pay?
Was found liable. He doesn't have to admit it.
He doesn't have to admit that he did it. But the money does, right? I mean,
a jury found him liable. A preponderance of the evidence.
Is the judge going to give a shit that he's saying all this shit now?
On appeal, yeah. And plus, why can't she turn around and do lawsuit V2.0?
Right.
This is the exact same shit he's saying
that
he said about her before, and now he's doing it again.
It's crazy. Wait, so she's got to pay her lawyers to fucking...
God. No, he's paying her lawyers.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He will ultimately pay her lawyers.
Right, right. Pig dick.
Pig dick.
Michael Rappaport's on somebody's building screaming. It probably is where he lives.
Oh, this is interesting. I didn't see this before. Donations from Harlan Crow to current members of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Okay.
Harlan Crowe is Clarence Thomas's sugar daddy.
His BFF.
And
they do drugs together. They party.
We don't have any evidence.
Please,
for that.
You know they're up to shit, man. You know these fucking guys.
And God, by far, John Cornyn, almost $300,000. He's given John Cornyn.
Wow, for what? $300,000
contributions.
Why though? Like, what do you?
Tom
like?
Cotton,
ooh.
Mike Lee, Chuck Grassley got $50,000.
All these people fucking suck.
John Kennedy from Louisiana. I talk like this even though I went to Oxford.
Yeah.
Marsha fucking Blackburn. Ted Cruz. Tom Tillis.
What's that?
And with $20,000 from Harlan Crowe, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, not our guy.
No, our Wait. Guy.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know.
Senate judiciary.
This is Senate, yeah.
Did you say, there was one thing said in there that I was like,
but this is the judiciary.
Even.
Ted Cruz? This is the judiciary committee who would vote to possibly impeach.
Oh, so they might not do that.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Are you telling me Ted Cruz is on the Senate Judiciary Committee?
Yeah, so is Tom Cotton, Mike Lee, Chuck Grassley, Cornyn, Kennedy, Marsha Blackburn, Ted Cruz.
Is your point that I shouldn't obsess on Ted Cruz because everyone sucks? Is that our Judiciary Committee?
That's the Republicans. We have a majority.
Who's on there for us? We have some heavy hitters on there, right? I mean, got Ted Cruz? Why is Ted Cruz on a committee and we run the Senate? God damn, Chuck. Can you fire him? Do you have to have Republicans on committees? Does it have to be even?
Current committee members, the majority leader is Dick Durbin, the chairman.
He's better than all those people.
Dianne Feinstein, which is why we're happy she's back.
She's even in her state, better than all those people.
Sheldon Whitehouse, who's awesome. Amy Klobuchar,
right.
Chris Coons, Richard Blumenthal.
Ooh.
Maisie Hirono, who's awesome. We haven't
right.
heard from Maisie.
So all these people are awesome, but the people on the other side of this committee are not awesome.
Peter Welch, John Ossoff, Alex Padilla, and Cory Booker.
All those people are awesome. It's weird that the Republican side, they're all very shitty.
And of the entire Judiciary Committee, there's only one Republican senator, I guess, that hasn't gotten a donation
right
from Harlan.
How much
do you know who that is?
Who
on the Judiciary Committee
that hasn't
we've
got
there's
the Harlan
three,
donation.
Six, seven, there's nine of them, and eight of them have received donations in the past from Harlan. The one that hasn't is Josh Hawley.
Why? He's a Nazi.
He's only been around for a
he's
couple
a Nazi.
Years.
He's a Nazi. Hey, listen.
He hasn't been around that long.
No, Harlan, give him money. You love this guy. If you like Ted Cruz, I can't imagine you wouldn't like Josh Hawley. God, what dirt. How much money does Maisie Hirono get from Harlan Crowe? How much does it say?
He didn't.
Oh.
He's the one that hasn't.
No, I'm just saying that has Harlan Crowe given any of the Democrats money? How much has he given?
Doubt it. But jeez, you never know. Sometimes, you know, maybe Manchin got some money or Kyrsten Sinema, who I understand is deciding whether to run.
Jeez.
She's deciding whether to run for
good luck out there
when nobody likes her.
Yeah. Arizona is fucked up.
Nobody likes you.
Right. Ted Cruz is in the Senate. And I don't know that anyone likes him. I mean, we saw what happened at Yankee Stadium. He didn't do well
there.
It is
Texas, though. You know, I mean,
even in Texas, nobody got that.
People voted in Rick Scott here.
Oh, that's unreal. That guy, literally, his skin is like Subway sandwich meat. He's so pale. He looks like coleslaw. His blood is coleslaw.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Yay. Don't forget to join us on Faithless Friday.
Right.
Get all the Jesus-y incursions.
Rick Scott looks like some ex-person that has an ex-ability that sucks. It's like
I thought you meant a former person.
Yeah.
Like an ex-person.
That too.
Which is also possible, sure.
Look at that shitty vampire over there. His ex-ability is his skin is lunch meat.
This is... we haven't heard from this guy in a while.
Yay.
Actually, either of these guys. The QAnon guy.
Oh, the QAnon guy? Is he a Republican?
One of them. This is the praying medic. Remember him?
Oh, yeah, that fucknut. How's he doing?
He's relegated to Elijah List show now.
But that's not relegation. Isn't Laura Trump? Some Trump stuff?
Oh,
on
she
there?
Was on that, wasn't she? Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. With the Bunsen Honeydew LARPer. Guy that, what's his name? Schmidt? Steve Schultz. Not Steve Schmidt. Steve Schmidt. He talks like this. Oh, yes.
Steve Schmidt is the guy that brought us Sarah Palin, correct?
Yes, but okay. Now he's an ally.
Thank you, Steve.
So now get this. The Right Wing Watch says, none of the arrests promised by QAnon have ever happened.
Oh, come on. It'll happen.
The storm has not come.
Where we go one, we go all.
But QAnon conspiracy theorist Dave Hayes, also known as the praying medic, now it will tell us why, Ryan.
Okay.
But you should still believe in the Q and still believe in the storm, Ryan.
Yes.
And Ryan is, and you have to know that Trump is still president.
Nine!
Much of what Q posts is disinformation.
Oh, okay.
It's not factual.
Intentional disinformation.
It's intentional disinformation.
Okay.
Much more.
So now It's he's admitting everything the Q posts, much of it is bullshit, but it's to get the libs. It's totally to get the libs.
There was a movie that Christopher Lloyd was in a long time ago that was supposed to take place in a mental institution, and Christopher Lloyd was a patient, but he masqueraded as a doctor. And he was in charge of, he pretended like he was in charge of a bunch of other fellow patients, and they got out and they escaped from, do you remember this movie?
Yes.
What's the name of that?
The something team, the.
Yeah. I'm just saying, this is QAnon, right? I mean, because the only thing to do with these people, and I mean these people in, I don't know, what do we do with these people? Do they belong somewhere? Like, if you believe this, the Dream Team, you belong with the Dream Team, right?
Dream Team, yeah, yeah.
You belong in a little place with a guy with a clipboard that helps you get over this, whatever the shit you're going through, so you stop stabbing people. Or raping, or whatever you fucks do.
It's disinformation. Yes. So the reason none of it's happened, even though we all said it was going to happen.
Right.
But the reason it hasn't happened is because it's a secret genius move disinformation to get Hillary Clinton and all the space pedophiles to know, and all the JEWSs to know that
space
we're really
pedophiles.
That we're still coming for them.
That's the title of this episode, is
Space Pedophile.
Okay.
It's not factual.
Intentional disinformation.
It's intentional disinformation.
Okay.
Much more of what Q has posted over the last 6 years, a lot more of it is disinformation than most people are comfortable admitting. All right. So I just have to leave that out there.
Okay.
Q posted a lot of disinformation, especially.
Did you bring Connor?
So anytime Q posted a prediction about an arrest, it was disinformation. Every single time there was a prediction about an arrest,
time
it was
out.
Disinformation.
Venn diagram. Christopher Hansen people and these QAnon people. There must be overlap.
Yeah,
there must be tremendous
overlap. Sure. Wait, of the people getting caught?
No, yes. Child molesters and QAnon believers. I mean, come on.
Disinformation. Every single time there was a prediction about an arrest, it was disinformation. Q uses these predictions, these overt predictions,
to sell merchandise with Qs on them.
My
God. T-shirts and sell them to you idiots.
If you feel these maggots love getting out their wallets and giving their credit card numbers to these fucknuts,
so
don't
stupid.
They love it. Please stop.
Q uses these predictions, these overt predictions, to get the deep state to make moves that work to President Trump's advantage. Much of what Q posts is
President Trump's advantage. Let's think of that.
You literally can't argue with these people. These people are the pigeon playing chess, right? I mean, no matter what you do,
yeah,
the pigeon's going to walk around, knock all the pieces over, and declare victory.
I'm going to say I love that phrase. What did he say? They're playing into President Trump's advantage.
To get the deep state to make moves that work to President Trump's advantage. Much of what Q posts.
What was the role? Did Q make this verdict with the E. Jean Carroll case? I mean, was Q instrumental in getting your president? Is this all a conspiracy? Did they roll the E. Jean Carroll shit in with this? Like, why couldn't Q have protected Trump from this case, I guess, is my question.
Trump is just doing it to expose all the bad judges.
Q is actually...
Probably.
Right. Q, this case was pushed on by Q to expose the deep state. That's all you have to say to these dumb shits.
Meanwhile, a lot of these asshole right-wing, let's call them trolls, on Elon's Nazi fest.
Yes.
We're basically in the Daily Stormer comment section now on Twitter.
It is crazy in there. Just to stroll through Twitter, it is nutty.
One person with a whole bunch of thumbs up. Not guilty of rape. Congratulations, President Trump. You win again.
Wait a second. Because it was sexual assault or whatever, battery.
He didn't rape her.
No, they
just said that to give it to because it's the deep state and because probably some of them were black and probably a couple of Jews on the jury.
Wow, I'm getting a big Christian vibe off this whole scene. Family values. The leader of the GOP and the family values is President Trump. $5 million sexual battery, etc., etc., etc. What a fucking creep. Pig dick. Fuck you, pig dick. Pay up, motherfucker. Where's that money? God damn. If I'm E. Jean Carroll, I'm looking at my cash. I'm gonna call my lawyer. Where's my fucking money, motherfucker? Right?
Well, she knows. Baby, she knows the score. It's going to take a long time. More intrigue.
Yes.
Speaking of the sludgy end of the cesspool.
Right.
There's a headline last night over to the Daily Beast.
Yes.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh, that guy.
Caught in Marjorie Taylor Greene / Kanye West campaign cash scandal.
What the? Wait a second.
This is not a Saturday Night Live skit.
No, honestly, I would believe any. I'm trying to think what I wouldn't believe if you read it.
Alt-right agitator Milo. This is the Daily Beast. All right, agitator Milo Yiannopoulos used the credit card for Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's campaign last November to purchase an internet domain for Kanye West's still unannounced at the time 2024 presidential bid.
Why?
And he was reimbursed for a quote domain transfer by the West campaign the same day for $3,000 above cost.
Why?
So in other words, he double dipped. He got Margie's credit card to pay for it. Then he charged Kanye $3,000 more than what it cost
Milo.
Him, which is what, $19.99 to register $10 to register a domain.
What the fuck, Milo? What? Is it that bad? Is according it that bad receipts, for Milo Yiannopoulos?
According to receipts obtained by the Daily Beast.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. You had a deal with Shimon and Schuster, you dumb shit.
The receipts match the Federal Election Commission filings from both campaigns. Those filings show that on November 22nd, the Green campaign reported a $7,000 and change expense to GoDaddy hosting service domain registration and hosting.
What? Why do you need? That,
I don't know what kind of plan they're getting.
What the fuck?
That same day, the Kanye 2020 committee reported paying Yiannopoulos $9,955 for, quote, domain transfer.
You're telling me this fucking asshole that used to have a deal with Shyman and Schuster did something illegal for $2,000 and that's it? He did this for $2,000?
No, he didn't pay anything.
Well, no, but
Marjorie Taylor Greene paid the right, credit card.
Right.
We're not saying he paid off. He reimbursed the campaign. I don't know if he did that.
Okay, well, here's what I don't understand. Why the fuck is Marjorie Taylor Greene buying Kanye West a domain?
Because he was an intern for her for a while, remember? Milo was an intern for Margie, and then he left working for her to go, quote, run Ye's, formerly Kanye West.
Does Ye not have, can I ask
presidential campaign?
Does Ye not already have a GoDaddy account?
And he's the one who orchestrated the Ye slash Nick Fuentes slash Milo Yiannopoulos din with
Does Ye
Trump
have a Grammy?
At Mar-a-Lago.
Does he have a Grammy or something?
I believe he does.
Just so I'm just saying.
He should. He's really
why
good.
Why does he need
music?
Someone in Marjorie Taylor Greene's office to help him with a website when he's running for president?
Because
is there no
was,
one in his organization?
Greene
to
was because Milo was moonlighting, but using Margie's expenses.
Did Margie know that she
No.
Was, yeah, why did he? He so he literally did this for $2,000 though.
According to the receipts, GoDaddy billed Green senior advisor Isaiah Wortman for a $7,000 purchase of yay24.com. Oh, that's why it cost so much.
Because somebody
already
it.
Had
yay24. Right, goddamn right. Yeah, yeah.
The person with direct knowledge of the event said that Yiannopoulos oversaw the transaction with the Green campaign card, but did not know whether the Green campaign was aware at the time of the expense. The transaction occurred on the same day that West, now known as Ye, infamously dined at Mar-a-Lago. So it's the same day with Nick
wow.
Fuentes. Yiannopoulos has taken credit for arranging the Mar-a-Lago meeting, told the Daily Beast that multiple media reports placing him at the dinner were inaccurate, that he did not personally attend. Oh, I guess he didn't go.
Well, he was busy. He was busy using Marjorie Taylor Greene's Amex to buy Kanye West, who has money, I think, to buy a GoDaddy.
Ye fired Yiannopoulos after the provocateur told NBC News he orchestrated the dinner with the notorious Fuentes to, quote, make Trump's life miserable.
And then
the disgraced hip-hop mogul rehired him as political director last week. He's back.
God, but Ye, listen to this shit. Ye, he's double-dipping, right?
The transactions are coming to light after Ye's latest treasurer, Patrick Crayson, resigned on Monday, the second treasurer to jump ship within the last 6 months. A leaked internal email reported by Politico shows that Crayson expressed his concerns that Yiannopoulos had, quote, submitted falsified invoices for expenditures that would be deemed unlawful.
Oh, yes.
The receipts were first published on Twitter. Get ready. We've got a new star entering.
Yes.
From stage right.
Damn.
The receipts were first published on Twitter by Laura Loomer.
Holy fucking
who hates
shit.
Milo. Hates him.
This feels like one of these movies like from the 70s. Like it's a mad, mad world where all the famous people right, just show that. It's like when Batman's crawling up the wall.
It's like Ocean's 11.
Yes. Everybody famous is here. What about Bobert? And here comes Bobert.
The treasurers of these campaigns carry personal liability for the accuracy and truthfulness of each report they submit to the government under
right.
penalty of law. So this guy is like, Milo is sending us some receipts that might be unlawful.
I'm not going to jail for Kanye's presidential run, right? Is he running in 2024?
Who, Ye?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently still.
I think that's somebody that might be able to beat Donald. What do you think about that? Absolutely.
No.
Why? Well, I mean, if Donald's not in it, I think that guy could.
You think Republicans are going to vote for a black guy?
I don't know what Republicans do anymore, dude. I mean, we don't know what they do. Right? I mean, they might like Ye. Maybe.
Ye's campaign purchase of the domain would appear to officially establish him as a candidate for election. Since the expense exceeded the $5,000 spending threshold that triggers a registration requirement.
Dude, why are these dumb fucks running for office? All of a sudden you get into all this legal shit, man.
While Ye has in recent months used the context of his 2020 campaign to court media attention around a potential 2024 run, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars while raising none, he has still not declared candidacy or registered with the FEC.
Don't you write music? Don't you want to write music? Why do you want to run for office? This is crazy. So nobody in your life says, hey, what the fuck? Go write an album. Put another album out, right? That's what I would do.
There was a 2018 FEC ruling in favor of Kid Rock in which the commission, rejecting the agency's own internal legal analysis, dismissed similar allegations, though. The decision cited in part Kid Rock's claims that his Senate, quote, candidacy was part of an artistic and commercial undertaking to promote a new album and tour.
He said, why are these?
I only said I might run just to get people to buy my shit.
Does our political system just exist for rich people to fuck with us? Kid Rock is bullshitting about a senatorial run to get people to buy his shit fucking meth music. Come get my meth music. That's what it is. That's what it is. Sorry. I don't know if I'm offending anyone's sensibilities, but Kid Rock is methy as shit. I'm sorry. It's the truth. Bomb, baby, dang, a dang, a dang, diggy, diggy. So stupid. So what's worse, Kid Rock running for office or Kid Rock writing another album? What would be worse for America? Think about your answer.
Well, I mean, running for office, because you can always just not listen to his shit.
That's true. We can escape his music, can't we?
Right. Thanks for listening, y'all. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I'm a cowboy, baby.
Use that link every time.
What an untalented piece commission. Of fucking shit. I'm a cowboy, baby.
This is 3 hours ago, U.S. Army Sergeant was sentenced to 25 years in a Texas prison today for killing a man at a protest against police brutality in 2020. And this is the one who Greg Abbott said he's going to pardon because the rampaging Negro was he feared he was in his life of the Negro that transformed into a demon, of course.
What is Greg Abbott's fucking problem?
He's
man?
A racist.
What's his and fucking problem? And the thing he said,
is that redundant?
Fucking asshole. And the fucking thing he said about guns. What he said something so fucked up. Like he wanted Texas to be first, the top state purchasers of guns.
Daniel Perry was found guilty last month of shooting to death 28-year-old Garrett Foster, a U.S. Air Force veteran, at a Black Lives Matter rally in Austin, Texas. The demonstration came months after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
So Perry, Greg Abbott's going to pardon this guy. He says, okay, so now we can just shoot whoever we want to at the Black Lives Matter things.
Perry said he was acting in self-defense when he shot Foster. His defense team said he had no choice but to fire his handgun when Foster pointed a legally owned AK-47 at Perry. Jeez. After Perry's conviction, Republican Greg Abbott said he would seek a pardon for him.
Now, fuck you,
he said,
Greg.
The state's stand your ground law justified Perry's actions and can't be nullified by a jury or progressive district attorney.
I thought AK-47s were illegal. Can you have one?
If it's not automatic, yeah.
Jeez, why do we have all these fucked up guns, man?
What was he sentenced to? 25. Perry's defense lawyers say they were disappointed with the sentence, would focus on appealing the case.
Yes.
And cooperating with the pardon process.
Right.
The shooting came moments after Perry, who was driving for Uber, happened upon a group of protesters, including Foster, marching downtown. Foster and several others approached Perry's vehicle after it stopped. So the white maggots surrounded the black guy's car.
Right.
Who had his and he had his gun.
Right. They surrounded his fucking car. Is that stand your ground? Is that what stand your ground means? That a mob could surround the car of an African American and
who was in the car?
This is insane.
Perry's defense. No, the white guy was in the car.
Oh, okay.
The black guy was in the protest, but he was carrying.
Right.
Which in Texas.
You can carry.
Guess what? Even black people get to carry guns.
But an AK-47, you can carry that?
Oh, the guy was running his car at people, I guess. Protesters told police they were being assaulted with the vehicle.
Well, that happens
according
now.
To media accounts. So he was probably driving through and was like, I'm going to run over some of these.
Yep.
The other guy, Foster, the victim, might have aimed his gun at him and might have said, he was standing his ground. But what? No, he was black, so the white guy pulled his gun and killed him.
So let me understand something. So in Texas, you can open carry an AK-47 as long as it's not automatic, right?
Probably, yes.
Okay. So I'm open carrying my gun.
Sure.
Someone decides to run me over with a car. Isn't that the whole point? I mean, their idea of you have a gun to protect yourself?
You forgot a detail.
Oh, were you talking about race?
Yes.
Oh.
He's a black guy, and it was a BLM rally.
It's an issue. We're so racist.
Remember,
people think we're not racist.
When did
anymore.
They find? When did Ronald Reagan become anti-automatic weapons and assault rifles?
Oh, when the Black Panthers showed
up. After the Black Panthers showed up protesting, carrying long guns, and that was it.
Yes.
Look at all the Negroes with those guns. We can't have that.
God.
Greg Abbott pardoning this guy is going to be a travesty, but that's probably what's going to happen.
This guy getting a pardon.
Yeah.
God, they don't give a shit about fucking life in Texas.
And that's how these assholes are going to start running people over and stuff and saying,
yeah, they're justifying it.
Yeah.
It happens
I
here.
I feared for my life. I had to run over 19 of them.
Yeah. I feared for my life. I hit the gas pedal. It's so funny. Everyone's fearing for their lives from these lunatic maggots. Nobody knows what you're going to do next. You're crazy as shit. You're armed. You're angry. You're self-medicating. You're on meth. You're fucked up. Surely you're Kid Rock fans. It's the world is just, you're fucking everything up. No offense.
From the Family Values Party.
9! Hold gun!
Texas State Representative Brian Slayton.
Yes.
Resigned.
What's up with
after
him?
An investigation determining he supplied alcohol to a 19-year-old aide and had sex with her at his apartment.
What a shock. What's the party?
Republican.
Oh, shit.
Brian Slayton.
What a shock. No.
There's more.
Oh, is there?
A 45-year-old former.
Yes.
Youth minister.
Yay! Oh, this is not stereotypical. Woo-hoo! This is not predictable. This is just...
married father.
Oh, okay.
Resigned 2 days after the Texas House Committee found he violated multiple rules for the inappropriate relationship with the young woman who was, quote, unable to give effective consent because Slayton was her boss. I'm surprised even in Texas they...
Effective consent, you have that?
That's what I was thinking.
The committee of 3 Republicans and 2 Democrats unanimously recommended that he be expelled from the House in their report.
Bye!
The House planned to vote on a resolution expelling him yesterday.
Get the fuck out.
But he ended up resigning.
Bye, pig dick. This is a pig dick.
He invited the teenage legislative aide to his apartment on March 31st, plied her with rum and cokes to the point where she felt, quote, really dizzy and had split vision.
Nice, Republican!
Then had sexual intercourse with the young woman who was a virgin.
God.
Early the next morning,
you
he says.
Fucking predatory creep motherfuckers. What is your... what are these Republicans? Why are we letting them run around free? I mean, are we not nervous? They're so rapey. Rapey, they're rapists.
He later showed her a threatening email he said he received and said everyone involved had to stay quiet.
Oh, okay.
She said she took the message as a threat, but didn't know who it was coming from. Nonetheless, she said she felt intimidated and fearful she could lose her job.
Yeah.
The committee hired a former state judge to investigate the incident after the aide and two other young staffers, aged 19 and 21...
Damn!
Filed complaints against him in April.
Jesus! Fuck,
married,
man.
Didn't we mention? Married, married. Wait, wait. Family man, family
Republican,
values, Republican.
Republican Party. Perfect. All the boxes.
He also supplied those two staffers and one of their boyfriends with rum and Cokes. These are all underage drinkers. Jeez. Causing one to vomit from drinking too much.
What a great fucking guy!
They left before the legislative aide,
Jesus,
who was driven home by Slayton the next morning.
Holy fuck, guys! The Republicans are coming! Batten down the hatches!
And guess what he did?
What?
Stopped at a drugstore so she could buy morning after contraception.
Oh my God.
Morning after pill. Of course!
The Republicans are coming, everyone! Lock the doors! Lock the doors, barricade the windows, close the shutters. They're terrifying. They're monsters. They're Vikings. They're racist little fucking Vikings.
And you know he voted every anti-abortion bill out
there. Oh, fucking,
there.
Of course.
Including the morning after
pill. He probably was like, you better go here and get this morning after pill or else. What a fucking thug. But it's the party. It's that party. It's who they fucking are.
The committee wrote, "The fact that Slayton has not expressed regret or remorse for his conduct is also egregious and unwarranted. It is the committee's unanimous recommendation that, considering the factors stated above, the only appropriate discipline in this matter is expulsion."
Expulsion? From what?
The House in Texas. But they didn't get that far because he resigned.
Oh, okay. He resigned? Like, in a nice way?
He resigned without mentioning anything.
Wait a second, asshole. He raped somebody, though, right?
He mentioned nothing about his alleged inappropriate relationship or the impending expulsion vote in his resignation letter to the governor. He wrote, "It's been my honor to represent my friends, neighbors, and the great people of the communities of House District 2. They voted overwhelmingly to send me to the Capitol as their representative in two elections. I worked daily to meet their expectations. My decision today is to ensure that their expectations will continue to be met by a new representative who will also work hard on their behalf."
Pop the brakes! You were found guilty of raping you raped somebody. You were like, hey, and you got a lot of people drunk, and then you sexually assaulted somebody. You're not going to mention that in your resignation? Are you leaving out some parts? What about the other parts? It was an honor to serve you.
Slayton has been one of the staunchest critics of drag shows and trans rights, claiming that children are being sexualized and groomed by both.
What about this, though? But
well,
wait.
He's upset they're taking all the young girls and trying to turn them into boys.
Listen, I know you want everybody to be afraid of drag queens, but shit, I mean, they should fear this guy, right?
We must protect Texas kids from sick adults who want to sexualize them.
Hey.
No drag shows, no porn in their libraries, no gender transition surgeries. Yes to letting kids be kids, and yes to letting girls fuck me. Oh, wait, no, I added that last part.
Yeah. Boy, this guy is a monster.
He tweeted that 3 days after he fucked this girl.
That is insane. That is fucked up. That is crazy. What a fuck.
Got her drunk, which it was illegal.
Well, he's a rapist. He fucking raped this person. It's really hard to see. I mean, if there's no, he raped her, there's no consent, right? They said there was no consent.
Right. The committee decided that that she could not consent because of the, well, that was because of the job, you know, the power dynamic. They didn't even mention the alcohol, or I guess they did.
Wait. I'm sorry. I just want to be clear. This person is a legislator. Who is this person?
Yeah. In Texas.
Of Texas. What do you have to do to get fired from the Republicans these days? I'm just curious. Because have they asked Santos to step down? Have they?
Well, that's just the national house. This is the state house, which is actually more surprising.
Well, has anyone from the Texas house asked this diddler fuck to step down or anything like that?
Who? This guy?
Yeah.
They voted to expel him.
Oh, they expelled him. Okay. Good. That's right. Sorry.
Or they were going to vote to expel him, and right. He didn't give him the chance.
He resigned. That's it. And he had that weird resignation speech where he pretended like nothing bad happened.
Yes.
That's bizarre.
Also, in the news, as the time is flying by here, thanks Yay. For listening. This is classic. This is our neighbor, 15 miles, not even 15 miles.
This is the country of Alabama?
15 minutes in that direction.
Right.
From where we are right now.
Yes. The Republic of Alabama.
Actually, where our intern, Shelby, is from.
You escaped, dog.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville.
Jesus fucking Christ. I forgot that guy existed. Holy shit. Is he still a senator?
Who is probably Marsha Blackburn is trying real hard.
The dumbest?
Yeah.
Tuberville.
But Tuberville, I think, still has
the win. Is he still a senator? Win.
Yeah. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama said that there should be no efforts to block different ideological groups, including white nationalists, from serving in the military.
Wait.
And has criticized President Biden for taking steps to remove them, even as concerns about extremism in the military has been dating back through the Trump administration.
Wait a second. I mean, we can't have white supremacists.
Oh, right. How dare you?
That's an issue, guys. I mean, it's just not great. It's not a good look. It's actually not the vibe we're going for, right? Right?
He was, wait one second. I wonder if I have audio of this motherfucker. Jeez. There might be audio.
Tuberville.
Oh, here we go.
You mentioned the Biden administration trying to prevent white nationalists from being in the military. Do you believe they should allow white nationalists in the military?
Well, they call them that. I call them Americans.
What?
They call them white nationalists. I call them Americans.
Are they even pretending to not be Nazis? I mean, that's kind of like, hey, Tommy.
Well, they call them that. I call them Americans.
I don't mean to read between the lines, but you sound like a friend of fucking Adolf.
When are you getting a show on Twitter?
Yeah, shit, man. I mean, are you about to say the Holocaust doesn't exist? God damn, Tuberville.
He said, we're losing the military so fast. Our readiness in terms of recruitment. And why? I'll tell you why. Because the Democrats are attacking our military, saying we need to get out the white extremists.
Yes!
The white nationalists. People that don't believe in our agenda as Joe Biden's agenda.
No. You're confused. It's like we just don't want domestic terrorists in the military. Is that correct?
What happened after January the 6th? And I was here on January the 6th. We were attacked on the Senate floor saying that all these people that came into the Capitol were extremists. They were against the country. There was a lot of people. There was probably 100 of them that came in and broke windows and broke doors that should have been locked up. That's not how we do it in America, but there were hundreds of thousands that didn't come in outside that were
30,000. There were 30,000 people.
Wait a second.
We're not doing Republican counting.
It doesn't...
We're not doing Trump audience counting. There was 30 to 40,000 people.
Not everybody on January 6th did something bad to the point of illegal. Is that the point of this?
Right.
They didn't get in.
Good in America, but there were hundreds of thousands that didn't come
Tens
in outside.
Thousands.
That were true Americans that believe in this country. But right after that, we, our military and Secretary Austin put out a order to stand down and all military across the country saying, we're going to run out the white nationalists, people that don't believe how we believe. And that's not how we do it in this country.
Wait a
second, Tommy. Please tell us how you support the white nationalists.
Wait, we're all against white nationalists. Everyone's confused.
Believe how we believe. And that's not how we do it in this country.
Well, right. It hasn't been. That's why we're trying to get we're stopping.
Yeah.
We have got so much division up here that not for the country. You know, this is not for any individual, this country. This country is for all of us. And we're all the same. It doesn't make any difference. You're rich, poor, black, white. It doesn't make any difference. Everybody's an American has opportunity to make this country better. We've made it 247 years, but I'm going to tell you what, we're walking a tightrope right now. How much longer this country is going to make it, as we all know it.
Mike,
what a dumb
congratulations,
shit.
Alabama. So congratulations,
we're
guys.
We're walking a tightrope. It's like this guy is just picking up metaphors and fucking them up all over the place. God, I think he's got a bad personality too. I'm pretty sure on that one.
Good job, Alabama.
Job. Whoever his parents were, nice work on that. What the fuck did you do to him?
I wonder if he grew up in Alabama. Did he?
I don't know. I hate that we know anything. This is a guy that we shouldn't know anything about. Like, we shouldn't know. I don't even think he was that great of a football coach. He's a shitty football coach from Alabama. Why the fuck do I know this guy? Are you mad that you know of him?
He's from Camden, Arkansas.
Okay.
Is where he was born.
Oh, God, we're going to know more about Tommy fucking Tuberville. Come on, Tuber! Tuber fuck!
Oh, his son's name is Tucker. Tucker Tuberville.
What a horrible... It's all horrible. Your daddy's a white supremacist, domestic terrorist.
Oh, what a shock. He's an investment banking associate at Goldman Sachs.
Oh, yes.
Whoa, what an accomplished young man.
Plot twist. Good. Hell yeah, he's accomplished.
What time is it? We got time left here in the big old show. So there's Tommy Tuberville saying, hey, don't run the white nationalists out of the military. What you talk about? You call them white nationalists. I call them Americans.
I feel like we have to go back to an earlier episode of this podcast and explain to people that white nationalists are bad.
It's bad.
It's so bad.
Yes. This God. One is a little more local too, but it's a problem that is endemic.
The humidity
in the country here.
Sure.
With the fucking police.
Oh, the thugs in blue. Little maggots.
This is from Mobile, Alabama County.
Fuck ye!
The Mobile County Sheriff's Office.
Nine!
Last year, Ryan paid over $6 million in overtime.
Oh, wow. These little piggies are biggie. Oinky, oinky, oinky.
With the top 18 overtime employees earning almost over $1.3 million in extra pay. That's, you know,
what?
100 grand-ish, a little less each, just in overtime.
What do these guys do? They must be tired.
We've got some numbers.
Oh, wow.
The winner.
Yes.
Of the of the 541 employees in the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Was Sergeant Daniel Hollifield, head of the MCSO, that's Mobile County Sheriff's Office.
Nine!
Head of their vehicle fleet.
Right. So
he works at the place that he runs the place where they send the cars out and get them fixed.
He sits on his fucking ass and does dick.
Last month, he was fired and arrested for theft.
Woo! He stole a bunch of cars?
But the sheriff says this has nothing to do with the $148,000 of overtime this guy claimed.
This guy got, how much? $150,000 of overtime, and now he just got convicted of stealing shit. Don't worry about it. But it's fine. Everything's fine.
Let's do the math.
These fucking cops. Yeah?
According to the payroll documents, Mr. Vehicle Fleet, Holyfield, worked 2,613 hours of overtime.
Okay, so that's, how much did that equal?
If he had taken a 2-week vacation, That means he averaged 92 hours a week on the job every other week of 2022.
You're saying that's bullshit. He's like a doctor doing his residency.
If he had never taken a day off,
he's in charge of the fleet.
He still would have averaged 12.6 hours a day for every single day, 365 days.
That's...
I'm suggesting that maybe he's lying. Didn't really do that.
It's like he's stealing. He's stealing hours. He's lying. I don't. But this, I mean, I think cops are allowed to do that in Alabama. No one gives a shit.
And this fucking sheriff, Birch, said, "I'd say he'd be tired, but then again, you have those people who live and breathe working."
Oh fuck you! Oh my fucking god! Are you a cop? Don't you have to solve crimes,
sheriff.
You dumb shit? Solve the crime of this. There's obviously guys.
He wasn't the only one with over 2,000 hours of overtime last year. Another sergeant worked 2,392 hours of OT, making 142,700.
Wow. Good job.
There were 18 MCSO workers who logged in more than 1,000 overtime hours.
There's so much to do there at the old police department, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. Hire, you're going to get another full-time person for much less than the overtime, the double time, triple time you're paying
or
these frauds.
Or they're not doing anything. Exactly. There's nothing to do anyway. What are they doing? I want to see a list of what you did.
Listen to this. This is the sheriff. This is the sheriff.
They didn't do anything. They said,
"You're always going to have a number of people who like working and making money, but anytime you have an excess number of overtime hours, you want to take a look at that."
No. I want to take a look. I want to see the body cam footage because it'll match up, right? If they're working overtime,
he says he took office in January. He says no one cheated the system. But they have already made changes.
Oh, we got caught. So now we're trying not to die in jail.
It was, for lack of a better term, just kind of willy-nilly how it made it to payroll.
Oh, weird. Imagine working.
This is Mobile. This is the biggest city in Alabama.
Right. Imagine. But think about this. Imagine you work for just a normal fucking dumb fucking company and you sort of mistakenly gave yourself
willy-nilly
an extra $100,000. You'd be fired. You would be arrested for embezzling, right?
Right.
Or something. You'd be in jail. Oh, it's a mistake. I gave myself an extra $100,000 and didn't notice.
He said changes have been made to how, when, and to whom workers report their overtime. There's example after example keep popping up of these overtime scandals where the lieutenant is in on it because guess what the lieutenant used to do? He used to lie about overtime too before.
Why?
And now they are all in on it.
Why do they call them piggies? That's my question.
I know it's an insult to pigs.
It is. But geez, piggies. Piggy, 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 you can't leave one motherfucking dollar on the table.
He says, well, it's highly unlikely we'll ever see another employee working more than 2,000 hours.
Oh.
I would safely say that won't happen, he says.
I would safely say, is no one going to look into this? Is there anybody in Mobile that gives a fuck about this?
He did say, though, that's the nature of law enforcement that employees put in long hours.
No shit, it's the nature of law enforcement that you fucking pig fucks lie! That you lie about, lying fucks. It is the nature of it.
The problem has been made worse by a shortage of workers, COVID-related issues.
Fuck you!
And the demand of Mardi Gras.
The demand of Mardi Gras. You fucking grifters.
Have you ever been to Mobile for Mardi Gras?
Let me explain it to you. A bunch of drunk fucking Alabamans waddle around the city. It's great. It's just a bunch of drunk people sucking crawfish. That's it. That's it. You have all these cops. I bet they don't even go anywhere on the overtime. I bet the overtime is really just a line on a spreadsheet.
Yeah, or
they don't
clock me in.
Clock me in?
Yeah.
What are you going to do if I cheat? You going to arrest me? And they all laugh. Oh, it's funny.
Sign off on those 1,000 hours, won't you, buddy? Oh, yeah.
Maybe Alabama will do the right thing. Do something. You got a...
It's everywhere.
This multiple is not... people getting... But think about that budget, though.
Yeah.
Multiple people are getting an extra $100,000. Yeah. Where does that money come from?
They earn millions. I mean...
Nobody notices that.
They paid over $6 million in overtime last year.
Nobody, is there anybody at the cops when the payroll comes through? No, nobody eyeballs
Don't even finish your sentence. No.
What? This is, I have never heard a story.
Because they're getting overtime.
Dude, I've never heard a story that makes a better case for defund. Defund, they're stealing our money, you dumb shits. Defund them. They're fucking with you. They're being bitches about it. Take their money. Take their money from these fucking pigs.
Yeah.
This is insane. Bunch of fat fucking cops sitting around, fucking around in Mobile. Bunch of little pig dicks playing with each other's nuts. Dick. What the fuck?
It's a craziness there, but going on everywhere, especially these sheriffs.
They're sitting there. How many fucking times I drive around this fucking city and I see cops just sitting somewhere?
Yeah. You're
not doing shit. What are you doing?
Oh, we're writing reports. Masturbating. I'm masturbating.
Ah, that's better. Masturbating makes more sense. Writing reports like you're literate. Fuck you. Fuck. $100,000 overtime. I don't know what happened.
It's
an accident.
Today's you're going to laugh your ass off file.
Yes.
Monday night. Rachel Maddow.
I listened to that whole fucking thing.
Oh, did you?
These fucking white supremacists, these little Nazis.
When talking about this event.
Oh, yes. All the Nazis went.
That he went with Laura.
Yes. The Nazi daughter-in-law, the Nazi.
That, let me see if I can go back here.
All the Nazis.
Trump's second-born son reportedly is among right-wing figures scheduled to appear at Mike Flynn's Reawaken America tour.
Right? Nine! Mike Flynn's a headliner? Mike Flynn's always a headliner of the Reawaken? Damn, man. What the fuck, Jim Brewer? You paid so many dues to be a stand-up comedian, and now you're carrying my... Fuck.
He will be joined by Christian nationalists and those who promote anti-Semitic conspiracy theories.
Nine!
He's not the only Trump world name that's going to be appearing there.
Yes.
This weekend, this is from the Miami New Times.
Oh, yes.
This weekend, throngs of Trumplandia figures, including Eric Trump, Alex Jones, Mike Lindell,
kaboom,
and Roger Stone are slated to pour into South Florida, join forces at the four-star Miami Resort. As part of former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn's Reawaken America tour.
If I had to associate this with a color, I'm picturing rape juice. That's how I would describe this group.
Scheduled for May 12th and 13th, the conspiracy-addled event promises to be a marathon of affair packed with far-right figures, election deniers, purveyors of QAnon narratives.
Nine!
Featuring talks on topics. Oh, you can go to a symposium on, quote, why Fauci needs to be fired and in jail. Oh, there's another one called Jeffrey Epstein 101.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen.
How to do it?
Well, yes, it's a Republican thing, right?
Here's how to set up your own nymphet fuck island.
They really, if you want tips on molesting kids, this is the place to go.
You can also go, are COVID vaccines now being put inside our food?
It's in the salad dressing, you dumb cunt.
These are real talks that are going to take place.
You can get the vaccine in your McNugget dip. Stupid shits.
Listed on the lineup are Scott McKay and Charlie Ward, both of whom promote anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and preach to their followers that the world is being run by satanic elites.
Yeah. You know what? If I'm in the Nazi media, whatever that is, and I'm not on this event, my feelings are hurt. Imagine the Nazi left out of this. All the Nazis are here, guys. All the Nazis.
Conservative columnist S.E. Kupp blasted the Trump family. She noted that Hitler had a number of supporters in the United States who were profiled in a 2018 award-winning book by Bradley Hart called Hitler's American Friends. These supporters included German-Americans who joined a group called the Bund, William Dudley Pelley's Silver Shirts, and right-wing radio host Father Charles Coughlin.
Oh, yeah, that asshole Catholic fuck.
Right.
Sure. Mr. Nazi himself.
She said, S.E. Kupp wrote, perhaps even more unimaginably, today we have a modern-day version of Hitler's American Friends.
Yeah, and think about this. What's Russia doing? It's over in Europe putting people in camps. It's taking people from Ukraine and putting them in ghettos and separating kids. It's doing all the fucking little Nazi shit. And what are we doing? All the little Nazi American first shit.
She wrote, fuck Eric Trump, Lara Trump, former California Rep Devin Nunes, former Trump advisors Nunes! Peter Navarro and Mike Flynn.
They booked Devin Nunes!
My pillow guy Mike Lindell and convicted felon Roger Stone may not actually call themselves Hitler's American Friends, yes. But they are, she says.
No, Viktor Orban.
As of today, happy to appear alongside some self-avowed anti-Semites and Hitler promoters at an upcoming stop on the Reawake America Tour. So anyway, we got to get out of here.
God, what a fucking...
So Rachel did the story.
Yes.
About, what's his face? Eric.
Yes.
Appearing at this thing, and Eric... is threatening to sue her.
You illiterate dumb shit. Yes, go sue Rachel Maddow, you fuck.
Aunt Maddow is walking a fine line. We are the most pro-Israel family in American political history. From the Abraham Accords, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, sanctioning Iran. No one has done more for Israel than our family.
Oh, yes.
Which is different. This is the stupid Republican bullshit that in order to not be anti-Semitic, you have to 100% support the Zionist bullshittery.
Absolutely.
And bad treatment of the Palestinians by the conservatives in Israel.
Never mind that my sister, brother-in-law, and niece and nephews happen to be proud Jews. If she or anyone else even remotely suggests I am anti-Semitic, he's talking about Maddow.
Yes.
I will not hesitate to take legal action against them personally.
Oh, my God. Take Maddow's name out of your mouth, you motherfucker.
Did she say that? She said he may not be anti-Semitic, but he's going to be smelling the sweat from off of the mic of the guys that spoke right before him lending his credibility.
You know what? You know what they said on the Maddow thing? They said you used to be able to say these Republicans are Nazi adjacent, but now you can take out adjacent.
Right.
They're fucking Nazis. Eric Trump, you dumb shitbag, you're going to sue Rachel Maddow.
I'm going to sue her.
You read at a fourth grade reading level, you dumb shit.
Congratulations on your accomplishments. I'm so happy that
fuck you Nazi
that Trump blew a load in something and you got a job for life.
Oh, put a bag over that Nazi's face.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, probably maybe Friday.
Yes.
Check our social medias at Crab Diving on Twitter and Facebook. Find out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you get to buy shit. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Have a great day, evening, whatever, until we meet again.
Fuck Eric Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.